سبحان الله. And when the Prophet ﷺ was on his deathbed, he was dying. He was in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. And he would pass out and come back to consciousness. And he would pass out and come back to consciousness. And on one occasion, he came back to consciousness and he asked Aisha, "Oh Aisha, is there anything in our house of value?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah, I have a few dinarans or dirahams. I have a few dollars. I have a few pounds. I have a few coins." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Give them away. Give it away." She was silent, and he passed out. He passed out. He went unconscious again. And Aisha, a mother, Aisha, a wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a mother of the believers, a woman, she thought like a woman. "Maybe I should hold that money. It's just a small amount of money. If something happens, I will have something." And when the Prophet ﷺ became conscious again, the first thing he said, "Oh Aisha, what did you do with that money?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah, wallahi, I was holding it because I was afraid if something should happen." He said, "Oh Aisha, what will Muhammad ﷺ do? What will he do if he dies and he leaves this world, leaving some property? So, oh Aisha, give it away, please give it." Yet he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "The best of you is those who are best to his family, to his wives, and I am the best of you to his family." Evidently, he didn't mean the best of you is he who leaves the most money to them, because he didn't leave anything. He left it upon the Muslims to take care of their mothers, because his wives, they were the mothers of the believers. And when one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Abu Bakr and said, "Ya Abu Bakr, you should give to us an allowance from the Bayt al-Mal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have passed away and we are his wives. You should give to us an allowance." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "No, you have no right to any allowance from the Bayt al-Mal. This is the money of the Muslims. But you are our mothers and we will take care of our mothers. O Muslims, O non-Muslims, think about this kind of man. Have you heard of such a man? Have you ever seen such a man? Have you read about such a man? Never. You cannot even imagine this kind of man. He never abused his family. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, Abu Huraira radiallahu an, all of those, Zayd ibn Harith radiallahu an, all of those who served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who served him, they said, in his entire life, he never said to us, "Oof." When we did something, he never said, "Oof." No, he always was gentle. And he was always generous. And when someone asked him for something, he gave everything to them, never caring about himself. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sleep on a mat like that mat on the floor. Only thing, it was made from palm fiber, from dried grass. And that's how he slept, on a dirt floor with no furniture in his house. And one day, Umar ibn al-Khattab entered the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saw that he was sleeping on the dirt floor. And Umar, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, the kings, the emperors in the earth, in Persia, in Byzantium, in Habash, all over the world, these kings, they are not like you. Oh Rasulullah, you can have better than this." And the Prophet dismissed him and said, "They have what they have been given, and I have what I have been given. Raditu billahi rabba. I am pleased with what Allah has given to me." And any one of you that says, "Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammad rasulullah nabiyya," Allah will also be pleased with you. And one morning when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and his back had marks in it from that dry mat that he used to lay down on, his wife, she said, "Tonight I will make him more comfortable." So she doubled it for him. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept that night, he overslept for the prayer in the morning. And he said, "What happened?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah, I made the mat a little bit softer for you." He said, "Don't do it. You disturbed my morning prayer." This was the man. "Ya Rasulullah, the Prophet always defended the weak and the poor. Even when he was a young boy, he joined a pact in Mecca called Hilf al-Fudul, a party of people pledging themselves to do defense for the poor, for the weak, for the sick, for the elderly. He joined that pact. So he was doing social work when he was a young boy, like one of these young boys sitting in front of us. Yet he was not a prophet or a messenger at that time. This was the man. A man that received revelation, a man that received inspiration directly from the Almighty through that great spirit called Jibreel alayhi salam. That revelation and that inspiration from the Almighty, which has become an everlasting legislation for the world. There are four major compartments of his greatness that we can look at and that we can compare him with anyone else, because he was not a mythological figure. He was not an abstract figure. He was not a personality that perhaps he didn't really exist. No, his life has been documented in detail by both Muslims and non-Muslims, those who loved him and those that resisted him. Still, they documented in detail. And there's no human being's life that has been documented in detail, personal and private, public, an open book for the world to see, to be examined, like the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam . He surpassed all other human beings in his psychological and moral qualities. And secondly, he surpassed all other human beings in his nobility and worth of the fundamental values. And thirdly, no human being was able to realize his vision. No prophet, no king, no emperor, no messenger, no human being was able to realize in his own life that which his life was set out to fulfill. No one realized it to the extent of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And fourthly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the only human being that educated a whole generation to follow him, to walk in his footsteps, to preserve his sunnah, his tradition, to preserve the message that he had been given, and to establish a government to resist all other governments and to carry his word and to carry that legislation and to carry that inspiration throughout the world all the way until this day that we are living in today. One quarter of the whole world, one quarter of the entire world are filled with people who every day they say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. And Allah, he said, in the revelation he gave to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna Allahu wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala an-nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And we today, we answer that. Allah say, oh you who believe, Allah azza wa jal and his angels, wherever they are, they send a special salutation and immunity upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh you who believe, you too send salah upon him with reverence and gratitude. So we Muslims, we say, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so one quarter of the human beings are saying, oh Allah, bless and exalt Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you have blessed Ibrahim and his followers. Exalt Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers, as you have exalted Ibrahim and his followers. Verily, you are praiseworthy and you are glorious. One quarter of the human beings, one out of every four human beings, are Muslims. Whether they are weak Muslims or strong Muslims, white Muslims or black Muslims, yellow Muslims or red Muslims, female or male Muslims, young or old Muslims, powerful or weak Muslims, Muslims of the weak, of the West or the East, Muslims in China, Muslims in Australia, Muslims in America, Muslims in Afghanistan, Muslims in Iceland, Muslims in the North Pole, Muslims in Scandinavia, Muslims in Puerto Rico, Muslims every place. And if there's a place in the ocean where humans are at, there are Muslims there. And if there is a place in on the moon where humans are at, there's a Muslim there too. And I understand that there are 58 astronauts that are at the space station every day. And I wish Allah would give me a ticket to go there. I wish some of us, we could take a ticket to go to the space station and we'll give dawah out in space. And we'll come back, inshallah. Some of them would become allies, and a few of them would also become Muslims. so we could say there are some Muslims on the space station too. O Muslims, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam combined in a single personality the highest degree of spirituality through diligent worship. This was a man. This was a man receiving over the period of 23 years on a daily basis. Intermittently, he was receiving the 6,626 verses of the Quran over a period of 23 years. Receiving the revelation. And when it came, they said, his body shook. His body shook. And if someone's hand or leg was under his, it felt as if their hand or their leg was being crushed from the revelation coming down. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sweated and his body shivered so that the fools among the unbelievers said he had epilepsy. Because they could not explain what was happening to this man. I told you earlier that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, had he sent this Quran down on a mountain, it would have crushed a mountain. So what do you think it would have done to the heart of a human being? But Allah prepared the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a vessel for it. But when the revelation came down, they could see it. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also during the course of that day feeding the poor, visiting the sick, discharging the army, acting as a statesman, acting as an arbiter, talking to the people, addressing the women, giving out the zakah, sewing his clothes, washing his house, shopping for the food, doing all the things that you and I do, and at night, standing in prayer for 4 or 5 hours at a time. And in the day, fighting the battles, discharging the armies, giving the ahkam and the rulings, explaining the Quran, instructing the people in behavior. How could a man do all of that and stand 4 or 5 hours at night at one time? What kind of human being could that be? It was a messenger. It was a prophet. This was a man with a message. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, he went to a place called Ta'if to give his message to those people. Ta'if is a high place, maybe 60 miles, 50 miles from Mecca, and he walked there. And when he arrived there, the nobles of that city sent out the meaner elements, some urchins and bums and destitute people, to throw rocks at the Prophet and spit at him. And he bled, and he cried, and he sat down on the stump of a tree or on a rock, and he was questioning himself, why I was not successful in talking to these people. What is it that I'm doing? I'm inefficient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to say to him, O Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, salam alayk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you, salamu alaykum Muhammad. And he has ordered me to command the angels of the mountains on the two sides of these people to come together like that and crush those people if you want. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, I don't want that. Let them go. Maybe one day they will be Muslims. Today, Ta'if is one of the most beautiful places where the flowers grow, where there are no flowers anywhere else. And everyone in Taif today is Muslim. This was the manner of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a man that one time his daughter, Fatima, she was washing her clothes and washing around her house so that her hands became blistered. And Ali, who was her husband, said, "Oh Fatima, why don't you go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Go to your father and ask him to give you a servant to help you around the house." And Fatima, she didn't want to go. But because Ali told her, "Oh Fatima, go ask your father for a servant." So Fatima, she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when she said, "Ya Rasulullah, Ali, he asked me to ask you, can you give me a servant in my house?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his daughter, "Oh Fatima, can I tell you something which would be better for you than a servant? Say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim." And she cried. And she left. Because she understood that she should never have asked him, because he didn't have any servants, and he was more deserving of a servant than her. He told her, "Say Subhanallah, say glory be to Allah, glory be to Allah, and the praises for him, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim." And she said it and she left. This was a man in this world, but always thinking about the hereafter. Because Allah sent to him the ayah, "Al-akhiratu khayrun wa abqa." The akhirah is better for you and for everyone else than what is present. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion, Aisha radiallahu anh, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do you stand at night until your ankles swell? Oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "My Lord feeds me and provides me drink." And he said, "Should I not be thankful towards my Lord?" She said, "Oh Prophet," or someone said, "why do you pray so much? You have been pardoned from all your mistakes and you are ma'soom. You don't commit any sins. Why do you have to pray so much?" He said, "Should I not be thankful to my Lord?" Such was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was just and he was fair. He didn't give to his family. He didn't distribute to his friends. He didn't make judgments for those who he liked and made judgments against those he didn't like the kings, like the presidents, like the chairmen, like the rich people, like the judges of today, and like those who have done it throughout history. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "People before you were destroyed because when rich people, powerful people, when they committed sins, they let them go, they passed it up. But when poor people and weak people committed sins,